amazing promise. And in John, Jesus talks and he says, I'm sending the Spirit. He says, I'm sending the Advocate, the one who's going to be with you forever. Not just for a short time, but forever. And when Jesus went, he didn't leave us by ourselves. Isn't that good news? Whatever you're going through, the Spirit, Holy Spirit is with you. Say to the person next to you, whatever you're going through, the Holy Spirit is with you. Isn't that a great promise? Should we say that one more time? Whatever you're going through, the Holy Spirit is with you.
There must be more than this. Oh, breath of God, come breathe within. There must be more than this. Spirit of God, we wait for you. Fill us anew.
Never to leave or forsake us. But Lord, we pray that you'd burn set us on fire, Lord. You help us to burn brightly for you, Lord. Lord, our passion for you would grow and grow and grow, Lord. That's our prayer today, Lord. Shares the word, Lord, we pray that you'll have your way in us, Lord. That you will challenge us, that you will provoke us, Lord. That you would step us up, Lord, in the things of you, Lord. Not relying on our own strength, but relying on your power, Lord. We pray that in your precious name. Amen.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
What a blessed day it is indeed. Thank you for the blessed worship. Thank you for the worship team. And the day of Pentecost. What a great blessing we all are gathering here. Let us praise the God together in one voice. It doesn't matter what language we are praising the God in Tamil Sotram, in Malayalam Sotram. Or in English, we can say praise the Lord. Or Chinese, I don't know what we are saying. I'm not going to do that. Anyway, let us praise the God in different languages. Somebody shout hallelujah! Praise the Lord. We need to grow a bit more, Pastor. As a Pentecostal, with the Pentecostal choir, once again, let us praise the God. Greetings you all in the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ. The day of Pentecost. Different people we are celebrating this day. I spoke with one of my friends. He's in Jerusalem. He is a part of 24 hours of prayer tower. And they said, They are praying for a great move of Holy Spirit in this season. At the same time, Jewish believers, means the people from Israel, they are also celebrating the day of Pentecost in their way. The word Pentecost means 50th. Israel celebrates this feast 7 weeks after the feast of the first fruits. In the book of Leviticus 23, we can see the different types of Jewish feasts. In those feasts, Passover indicates the death of the Lamb of God. According to the word of God, our Savior Jesus Christ came from heaven to this earth for our sake. He died on the cross of Calvary for our sin. The feast of Passover is indicated to the death of the Lamb of God. The another feast is the feast of first fruits. It indicates the resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ. We are not worshipping the dead God. We are worshipping the resurrected God. He is still alive. His name is Jesus Christ. The third one is the 50th day after the first fruits. Israel celebrated the giving of the law in the day of Pentecost. As Christians, we can celebrate this day because heaven gave Holy Spirit to the church. What a great blessing it is. Indeed. The day of Pentecost was when the New Testament church, Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, thank you. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. According to the word of Jesus Christ, they waited and prayed for the Holy Spirit. They strongly believed in the word of God. They eagerly waited for the God's Spirit. I strongly believe in that waiting period, whoever wait for the heavenly power, they repent. They forgive each other. They pray in unity. Their intention was only one thing. That intention was to receive the power from heaven. They were so excited to receive the power from heaven. Acts chapter 2 verses from 1 till 4 says, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like a blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. This mighty move of Holy Spirit happened suddenly. As a church, we are waiting for a massive move of Holy Spirit in this city, in this nation. We have limitations, but no one can limit Holy Spirit. When I went to different streets to share the gospel, I knocked some doors, they didn't open. But I prayed like this. They can't open the door. Without opening the door, I can't enter into their house. But Holy Spirit, you can enter any house, anytime. Doesn't matter if they open their door or not. Spirit of the Lord can touch the people. The Spirit of the Lord came upon those who believed, and they enjoyed the Spirit-filled experiences. We can also experience the fullness of Spirit in our life. In the Old Testament, Holy Spirit was coming and going upon the people. But in the New Testament, we can walk in the Spirit-filled experience. Jesus said in the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 4. Abide in me and I in you. Abide in me and I in you. Do you know around 10 times in the Gospel of John chapter 15, verses from 1 to 11, we can see the word abide. We can be in the abiding experience by Holy Spirit. We can see two types of experiences: dipping experience and abiding experience. When me and Pastor Jim was in ELS conference, one of the men of God, he shared about the abiding experience. He said, my wife like abiding tea. I like light tea. Me too. I like light tea, but my wife, sweetie, she needs strong tea. The abiding experience. Jesus is teaching his church, you can enjoy the abiding experience. If anyone filled with Holy Spirit, heaven can do extraordinary things through him. For example, in the Old Testament, we can see about Bezalel in the book of Exodus, chapter 31. God filled Bezalel with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and all kind of craftsmanship. Bezalel did all the artistic designs in the tabernacle under the leadership of Holy Spirit. In the New Testament, for building God's church, the Lord filled his disciples with his Spirit. We can't build the church without the God's Spirit. We need God's Spirit. Otherwise, you know, we can't move forward. Filling with the Holy Spirit is necessary in our life. For example, in the book of Acts, chapter 3, in the name of Jesus Christ, a lame man became healed. He was lame around 40 years. God used Apostle Peter and Apostle John for the healing of this man. Because of that healing, many people gathered together and heard the gospel. That healing was a great opportunity to share the gospel. When these old people gathered together, Acts chapter 3:16 says, the apostle said to the multitude, and on the basis of faith in his name, it is the name of Jesus which has strengthened this man whom you see and know. And the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect health in the presence of you all. Do you know, the miracles are the gateways to share the gospel. As a Pentecostal believer, we believe in the miracles. Do you believe it?
Yes.
Miracles are the gateways to share the gospel. 5,000 men, they accepted Jesus Christ as their personal savior in that day. Because of the proclamation of the pure word of God, Apostle Peter and Apostle John, they were imprisoned. On the next day, the authorities asked the question to them, by what power or in what name have you done this? You know what happened there? Apostle Peter and Apostle John, they were facing certain questions. But the Holy Spirit didn't let them down. Apostle Peter, he filled with the Holy Spirit and said to them, the man received the healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 4, verses from 11 till 12 says, he is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. Did Apostle Peter boldly sharing about Jesus Christ, the Savior? Did a few days before, this Apostle Peter denied Jesus Christ. He was under pressure. He was under fear. But now, after the day of Pentecost, what happened? Apostle Peter was so confident to share about the great Savior. Holy Spirit always encourages us to share about Jesus Christ. Through the filling of the Holy Spirit, a believer is to be an effective witness of Jesus Christ. If we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we can be an effective witness to Jesus Christ. You know, a few years before, by the grace of God, I got an opportunity to read Bible. When I read Romans chapter 1, I understood I'm a sinner. I accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. That time I was in Mumbai. When I went back to my state, Kerala, my relatives, most of them are living nearby in the same street. They asked me, what happened for you? Before every day, I was engaged with my old ritual things. But they recognized a massive change in my life. They asked me, are you following any other religion? I said, no. I know when if I tell to them, I'm following Jesus Christ or I'm reading the Bible, I know they will kick me out from the home. I asked to the Lord, Lord, I don't know how long I need to hide here. I need to be the true witness of Jesus Christ. But honestly, if I will tell to you, I can't say to them, if I will declare publicly to my family, I'm a Christian, I can face anything. Do you know, one day, one of my friends, he was the pastor in AOG church. He came to my house with a new believer. He introduced that person. And this pastor asked to me, brother, let us pray together. And this pastor said, asked to me, can you please share your experience to this person? Because he also came out from his family alone. Probably your testimonies will be the blessing for him. I thought, Lord, he's a new Christian. Where can we go and pray? My house, it was a very old house. I took him to the inner room. Not the upper room, inner room. He looked around there. Do you know why? Lots of different gods and goddesses there. I said, brother, don't worry. Don't worry. They all were my God and goddesses. But today, no. Today, I am worshipping the living God. Does it matter what different God and goddesses is surrounding us?
They all are the dead gods. Our God is a living God. Let us pray. Now listen carefully. The pastor, me, and that person. And you know, one of my cousin brother is here, Dilu. I'm thinking he was studying at that time, 6th standard or something like that. You know what happened? We didn't pray for anything. We just preached to God. I said to the pastor, "Pastor, be careful. You shouldn't worship the God in Pentecostal way in my house. Because if you will raise the sun, my relatives will come. And you need to face anything, anytime. Be careful." We start to sing and be very genuine. I want to clap my hands in nation style, but I knelt down there and worshiping God. The word suddenly, we read that word in the Acts of Apostles chapter 2. Suddenly, the Spirit of the Lord came upon that new believer. He started to talk in tongues. First time. If any man receiving the fire from the heaven first time, can you imagine how it will be? I thought he will stop his worship. I was praying, "Lord, stop it. Stop it. I need to leave this on." Whenever I am praying, he was filled with the joy. Rabana shatalaka baraka. He was talking in tongues. I didn't get a chance to pack my things. I know something will happen. I wasn't a prophet that time. But whatever I thought, that happened. My relatives came. Start to bang in the door. He was so happy. The new Christian was so happy. He's with the happiest feeling. I said to the pastor, "Pastor, get ready to run." By the grace of God, the old Indian house, there was 4 doors. My relatives were in the main door. I said, "The another door there. I will open very gently. The new believer and the pastor can run." I asked him, my cousin brother, "If you want, you can run." But he said, no, I need to stand with you. Do you know what happened? I went to the next door and gently opened. Do you know, I didn't get the gap. The AOG pastor, he ran away first. Pastor Jim, what is said here? That's true. From the Gospel of John chapter 14. Holy Spirit, only He will be with us always. He ran away. The new Christian ran away. And I said to my cousin brother, "Pack the things, get ready." And I opened the main door. My aunt jumped into my lounge. You know, few minutes before, we were praising God in tongues. My aunt started to talk in tongues, in Indian tongues. Do you understand what I mean? The Indian swearing. Sometimes when I am in the street, the people swearing to me. Sometimes our church member says, "Oh, Pastor, why they spoke to you like that?" I said to them, "No worries. In England, only few swearing words. In my city, lords are swearing words. No problem." And by the grace of God, it was a big old hall. That's why I was running and running. I said to my cousin brother, "I will deal this problem, but you need to pack all the things. When you will pack everything, we will run from here." And in between that running and that race, that AOG pastor came back with the repentance. I thought it was a true repentance. He came and gave a kiss. The Bible is saying about the holy kiss. He gave the holy kiss and said, don't worry. These all things in the life of a believer. And again here on the back. But after that filling of Holy Spirit, from that day, I publicly declared to my family, publicly, I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I said to my relatives in our compound, I said, I took baptism, I am following this word of God. And I ran with my bag. 6 months after, I came back to my home. 6 months, I've been in different cities and different states. Now I am standing here. Do you know why? He is still alive.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. The filling of Holy Spirit, through the power of Holy Spirit, we can come out from the fearful mindset. The authorities, they threatened and released apostles. In Acts chapter 4, 17, we can read there. But so that it will not spread any further among the people, let us warn them to speak no longer to any man in this name. Apostles, they went to his friends, went to their friends. Apostles, they prayed to the Lord for the boldness to share the gospel in the midst of the threats. You know how they prayed? Acts chapter 4, verses 29. And now, Lord, take note of their threats and grant that your bond servants may speak your word with all confidence. While you extend your hand to heal, and signs and wonders take place through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And they were prayed. The place where they were meeting was shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. Heaven gave Holy Spirit in our life for a purpose. Say to the person who is sitting next to you, heaven gave the Holy Spirit for a great purpose. What is the purpose? What is that purpose? The purpose of Holy Spirit always for glorifying God. The Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 14, we can read like this. He will glorify me. Jesus said, he will glorify me. For he will take of mine and will disclose it to you. When apostles were filled with Holy Spirit, they came out from the fear into confidence. The greatest gift of Jesus Christ to his church is Holy Spirit. Apostles were led by Holy Spirit and they worked with Holy Spirit. Why we need Holy Spirit in our life? To experience the love of our Savior more. To understand this word of God in depth. Why we need the Holy Spirit in our life? To overcome the sin. You saw some sinful thoughts coming and trying to, you know, put you down, or some sinful thought trying to overcome you. The Holy Spirit is here to help you as a person
you can overcome the sin by the word and by the power of the Holy Spirit. We can overcome the worldly thoughts. We can overcome the works of the devil. If we have the Spirit-filled experience to be a blessed witness for Christ. Dear brothers and sisters, Pentecostal faith, it is not a denomination. It is an experience. It is not a denomination. We need to experience. We can experience the power of Pentecost. We believe in the power of Pentecost. Indeed.
Somebody say amen.
Why we need Holy Spirit in our life? The final thing. To reach our destiny. Holy Spirit can lead us and guide us. He is with us always. He is a person. Let us all close our eyes. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray. Now from the congregation, whoever is leading by the Spirit of the Lord, please pray. Lord, we need to experience the power of Pentecost. Fill our generation with your mighty power. In this day we are praying, Lord, fill our nation with your mighty presence. We believe in the heavenly fire. We believe in the mighty move of Holy Spirit. Through the fire, we can see the repentance. Through the fire, we can see that revival. From the congregation, please, one of you, can you please pray according to that word of God? Thank you, God bless you.
Lord, we pray for your Holy Spirit to fall upon the Lord. We pray for the fresh fire of the Holy Spirit. We pray for the power of Pentecost, the power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, the power of the resurrection. Lord, we pray for an outpouring of the Spirit of God in this place. We pray for the Spirit of God to quicken our hearts, to stir up our hearts, to help us to rediscover your love. We pray for the Holy Spirit of boldness to help us to witness, to help us to preach, to evangelize, to testify of your power, of your goodness, of your grace, to testify of the power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, fall afresh on us. According to your word in Acts 1:8, fall afresh on us. Stir our hearts. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power. The power of the Holy Spirit. The spirit of love and of a sound mind. Holy Spirit of God, come into our heart and give us the boldness to shine our light in the midst of darkness. The Bible says, let your light shine before men, so that they will see your good works and glorify God in heaven. Let that spirit of boldness come into our lives so that we can go out there and proclaim the love of God for the souls that are perishing. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's keep the spirit of prayer. Should we stand together? We're just going to pray our next song. Just Holy Spirit, we welcome you. And guys, we want to make this our prayer. I don't know about you, but do you want more of the Spirit in your life? Anyone want the Holy Spirit more in their lives? A few of you do, that's good. Hopefully a few more by the end. But God, I love this story there that Pastor Reed shared about how just encounter God in a room full of idols. You know, we in church today, we can encounter God here. I first got filled with the Holy Spirit in my bedroom. And I was like, God, I just want the Spirit, please. And if it's you today, and you're here, and you want to experience that Holy Spirit, so as we sing this song, just call out to God, say, God, please, fill me today. Fill me today.
There's nothing worth more that'll ever come close. Nothing can compare your unending hope. Oh.